good. Got our recordings. Yeah, okay. One of the many mishpatim we read about in Parshas Mishpatim is the mitzvah of prika, to help somebody unload an animal. There's a twin mitzvah to the mitzvah of prika. It has a match in Parshas Kiseitzei called the mitzvah te'ina, to help somebody load up an animal. Sometimes people are trying to, you know, load the trunk of their car with all the groceries. Sometimes people are trying to unload the groceries. So you have a mitzvah to help people in whichever one they're trying to do. The Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Beis tells us that even though unloading an animal is a much more noble gesture than loading an animal, meaning it's inherently a more noble gesture because you're taking away the pain of the animal that's nebuch schlepping around this burden, and we generally are sensitive to the pain of animals. Sabe l'chaim d'oraisa, right? Rav Asher Weiss has a collection of 13 different shittos as to where in the Torah it says that there's this sort of sabe l'chaim, but it says it somewhere apparently. So if you have, nevertheless, the Gemara says if you have oev lifrok v'sone liton, mitzvah b'tzone k'dei lachu v'siyitzra. If your friend needs help doing something more noble, unloading the animal, and more good, and your enemy needs help doing something less noble, loading up the animal and putting the burden on the animal, help your enemy. You know, when you look at the world through the normal rules of halacha, it's a very difficult halacha to understand. Tzar Bali Chaim is d'oraisa. When it comes to tzedakah, we say, for example, karuv koda. So I would imagine when it comes to chesed, karuv koda, you should help out those who are closer to you, those who you have more achrayas for. Plus, the Gemara clarifies, what do you mean a sone? Who told you you're allowed to hate another Jew? Why do you even have a sone? So the Gemara says, yeah, he deserves to be hated a little bit. The guy's a terrible avaria. So, you know, he deserves a little bit of hatred. So why would you help a bad guy do a not nice thing to an animal before helping a good guy do a nice thing to an animal? A little bit difficult to understand. Furthermore, the purpose of creation, L'chora, is that our Kodesh Baruch Hu should have a dira b'tachto. So after Maimon Har Sinai, you'd imagine that we go straight from Maimon Har Sinai to the very end of Parshas Mishpatim and straight to Parshas Truma. Right? The end of Yisroh, then we should have the end of Mishpatim, which is Nasim and Nishma, then we should have Mishkan, Hashras HaShechina. The Ramban says that we feel the presence of the Borei Olam specifically through the Mishkan. So that L'chora is the purpose of all of it. The purpose of Matan Torah is to have that Kodesh Baruch Hu, our presence in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be with us, so why would we interrupt with, like, the strangest collection of halachas? Meaning, essentially, what we interrupt with is Maseches Bava Kamma, right? You know, morning Seder in third year base medrash. You know, that's what we interrupt with. Like, right between Kabbalah Satorah and Hashras HaShechina. What's it doing right in the middle? If I was writing the Torah, and I wasn't given the option, I probably would have saved that for a different part of the Torah. Furthermore, the Gemara at the end of Maseches Makos gives us certain klalim, ideas within Judaism that are sort of like an entranceway to the rest of Yiddishkeit. So of course we know, Chabakuk v'amidan alachas, Chabakuk had to come up with one klal of Yiddishkeit, Shnemar v'tzadik v'amunasu yichya. That's beautiful. The power of emunah, it's clear, it's strong, there's no debating the power of emunah, it's what the whole religion is based on. If you had to be amidan alachas, that's what I would choose. But the Gemara says there are other sha'arim, foundational ideas that are mentioned. Ba Micha ve'amidan al shalosh. Micha came along and said there are three core principles. Tichsiv higadcha adam matov ma'ashem doresh mucha ki'iv asos mishpat avas chesed v'atznei aleches v'ashem elokecha. If you had to come up with a more parve and nondescript suggestion of a puzzle, right? Be nice and good. You know, like Rav Moshe Weinberg pointed out, it's the kind of pasuk you'd expect to see, like, on the entrance of a reform shul, right? Meaning, like, it's not going to say, put on tefillin, you know, or, like, keep Shabbos, or do Taras HaMishpat. Asos Mishpat, as long as I get to determine what justice means, and what modesty means, and what, you know, great, it sounds beautiful. He didn't just come up with that example out of nowhere. Warminger pointed out that growing up in Hillcrest on 188th Street, there was a Reform Temple, and that was the actual pasuk on the entrance to the Reform Temple. So there was, you know, it's a little bit. Micha meant didn't mean just stam whatever you think is justice. He meant asos mishpat means parshas mishpatim. That's what it actually means. But why? Why is that an entrance way into a life of Torah? Not only that, he gave the adam matov. I'm going to tell you what's good. These are really the only three things that are good. Isn't Shabbos good? Matan Tov Yeshli Beis Kenazai, the Gemara Shabbos says. Isn't marriage good? Lo tov heyos adam levado. When Micha says Ma Hashem Doresh Mimcha, it sounds like a familiar question. Ma Hashem Doresh Mimcha. We already told in Chumash that Ma Hashem Shoel Mimcha, and he gives a much firmer answer in Chumash. Kiyum Liyira. Right, it's not just do justice and humility and Yiras Hashem. So Rav Weinberg recorded a Darkei Noam from Slonim, the Slonim, who answers these questions based on the Yisod. The Torah has an incredible ability to change a person. The Pasuk in Parashat Hazim says, Yarov kamatu l'chi tezel katalim rasi kasira malei desho kereviv malei esef. So I'm going to go with the assumption that nobody knows what any of the Pasukim in Parashat Hazim means, so I'll read you the translation. My teaching will drip like rain, my words will fall like dew, like storm winds on vegetation, and like delicate raindrops, kirevivim, like delicate raindrops on grass. What? What's the role of the delicate raindrops on the grass? So Rashi writes, ukirevivim malei esev, marevivim alalu yordim alasavim, ma'adnim osam, mefanekim osam. These revivim, they go on the grass, and they're ma'adin and mefanek the grass. They refine them, they polish them. Kach divrei Torah ma'adnim u'mefankim eslomdeihem. The Torah, like those delicate raindrops, put the finishing touch on the grass. It gives it a sparkle. It gives it a grace. It gives it a refinement. It gives it a gentleness. You ever go to a supermarket in the produce aisle, and they have like spritzers onto the, like water that spritzes onto the parsley? I don't know if you ever see parsley. I never in my life saw parsley and were like, wow, that looks great. But once it's spritzed a little bit with water, it's like, it looks so attractive. I feel like I need parsley. You know, like the kerevivim aleisa, it just gives it a certain sparkle, it gives it a certain gleam that it seems, you know, it just gives it a certain charm to it. So Chazal tell us that the very goal of the Torah is to make us kerevivim aleisa, to make us more refined. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Imra Hashem Tzrufa, and the Medrash Rabbah, in Brejesh Rabbah Darshan's, lo nitnu ha-mitzvos ela letzarif pen ha-sabrios, that the purpose of the mitzvos is to refine us, to make us more refined people. You know, we associate the term mefunak, right? Rashi says mefankim osam. So we associate the term mefunak with like some type of OCD. But that's not the mefunak that Rashi's talking about. Mefunak means that a person just has a certain sensitivity, a certain sparkle to them. The Slonimer gives the example that Kodesh Baruch Hu created two opposite beings that couldn't be more opposite from each other, a man and a woman. And Hashem wanted us to fully connect to that opposite being. And the concept of Mufunuk is that invariably, when we're with people who are different from us, there will be things that don't bother us and do bother them. Right? Never in my life maybe bothered me that the toilet seat was up. Never in my life bothered me that there was some laundry on the floor. Never in my life, none of these things ever bothered me. But it bothers the other person. And mefankim osam means, if it bothers them, then it bothers me. If it's their problem, it's my problem. Mefankim osam is just a certain refinement of personality. That you could appreciate the differences and the idiosyncrasies of other people to the point that you appreciate it instead of getting annoyed by it. And it's a midos issue. That's what Torah is supposed to do to us. It's supposed to create a certain sense of midos. To be a mufunuk means that if you finish your Shemoneh Esrei in 2 minutes, and now you have to sit around bored for 3 minutes until Chazaras Hashatz begins, or let's say in Gluck, you finish in 7 minutes and you need to wait another 12 for Chazaras Hashatz to begin, that, you know, you don't strike up a conversation because you're aware that someone else is actually trying to daven for something. He has something he needs to talk to Hashem about. It means that you take not just yourself seriously, your Avodas Hashem seriously, but you take the people around you seriously. So the secret to the preference of the mitzvah to help a sonei before helping an oev is the secret to the entire purpose of the Torah. It's to learn how to live with other people who are not the same as us. Dafka, to seek out the person who's not like you, who you don't get along with, who you don't really necessarily naturally appreciate. And to learn that we become refined and sparkled with Sarif Ben Asabrias. When we appreciate the value of helping anybody and everybody. There was a Talmud Chacham in the Upper West Side, with Chatzkul Bassin. His yard site's like right around this time. He left in his tzava'a for his children to see that he wrote, I loved every Jew and I never checked his tzitzis before helping him. There's a mila to that. And a Jew is a Jew and therefore I care about him. when Micha says Asos Mishpat, he's saying Parshas Mishpat, and the entire parsha could be summed up in, you know, like two words: be nice, don't hurt other people, don't say hurtful things, don't do hurtful things. The purpose of the Mishkan is not Vasuli Mitash Veshachanti Bisocha. It's Vasuli Mitash Veshachanti Bisocham. Hashem wants to reside within us. It's not anticlimactic to have Parshas Mishpatim right in the smack in the middle of Maimed Har Sinai. It's precisely the theme of Maimed Har Sinai. It's the perfect bridge of Vasuli Mitash. So the phrase Matov in Micha means that when somebody lives a life with Parshas Mishpatim, so then he's good. He's full of chayin. Yeah, Shabbos is good, Tefillin is good, all mitzvahs are good. But Parshas Mishpatim represents Kirviv Malayesa. It's the glean on the grass. It's that special sparkle. The pasuk right before, that right before Anochi Hashem Elokecha says, "Vatem tiuli mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh." You're supposed to be a mamleches kohanim, which Rashi says means a sar v'chashuv, which means a refined person. A sar v'chashuv carries himself differently than a regular person. The prerequisite for the Torah and the ultimate purpose of the Torah is to refine our personalities. So it's the perfect parsha to follow and to proceed. Kabbalah Satorah is Parshas Mishpatim. So it's an important thing to remember. You know, I was at a bris this morning, someone came over to me and said, why is it that we say, K'shem Shulich is with the King of Karnitz, the Torah, L'chupa L'masim Tov? Shouldn't you be Nichlas to Maisim? It's a famous kasha. Shouldn't you be Nichlas to Maisim Tov before you Nichlas to L'chupa? Right, you know, if someone calls me about a shidduch for a talmud and says, you know, what kind of guy is he? I say, after he gets married, he could be good. he might one day develop masim tov, you know. So they're probably not going to be so interested in the shidduch unless he has a lot of money. So they're not going to. Otherwise, they're probably not going to be interested in the shidduch. So, but what's the fart? Maybe the fart is that all of the work that we do on refinement of midos and everything else, all of that is practice. Until you get to that, like that one relationship, in honor of the chassan, you get that one relationship where, like, it's the most intense relationship that can ever exist. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a great sense of humor, so he takes these opposite beings and puts them together and says, "Now we appreciate each other." And now all that work on midos, like it all now it's really masim tovim. Up until now, it's easy to, you know, to be nice to the guy who thinks exactly like you, talks exactly like you, leaves the same toilet seat up, leaves the same laundry. You know, that was easy enough. But now it's actually going to be nice and tough, and halavai, we should all be so.